This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。大家好，我是佳莹。
And I'm Neil. Hi, 佳莹。
你怎么穿了一身自行车骑行服，还戴了一顶头盔来办公室？
Well, I've decided to get fit again, and I love cycling. The thing is, I can't find my bike, so I decided to wear the outfit to look fitter without doing the exercise.
That makes zero sense. If you can't find your bike, you can borrow my old one. It's just gathering dust anyway.
Ooh, no thanks. I don't want to use it if it's dirty and dusty.
不是的 ,Neil, 我刚刚说的是 gathering dust. 我们用表达 gathering dust 来表示某样事物很长时间不被问津，无人使用，只是闲置在一边，也就是我们说的在吃灰。别看我的那辆自行车很久都没骑过，但它其实很干净。
Well, in that case, yes please. I'd love to borrow your nice clean bike.
Okay, I'll get it for you right after these examples.
When my father sold his house, we discovered an old car in the garage that was gathering dust. It was worth a fortune. You can have my old pictures. They're just gathering dust. If you don't want that tea service, I'll give it to charity. No point it gathering dust here.
You are listening to BBC English 教学的地道英语节目。上面我们介绍了表达 gathering dust, 用来表示某样物品很久都被闲置不用，在吃灰。
Wow, this bike is really great. It's so clean and fast.
That's great, Neil, but I'm not sure you should be riding it around the office.
I'm fine. I nearly turned professional because I was so quick. I won awards for my speed. My medals are gathering dust somewhere. The reason I didn't turn professional...is because I wasn't very good at steering.
That sounds really dangerous. Maybe you should stop cycling now. Neil, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I only forgot to turn. But I crashed into that store cupboard, and guess what? I found my bike, just gathering dust.
Oh, Neil, never a boring day in the office with you. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.